USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic presidential candidate Robert O'Rourke delivers his first official 2020 campaign address in El Paso, Texas.
I am so glad to be here with you today in my hometown, in my home state, to announce that I'm running to serve you as the next president of the United States of America.
O'Rourke listing the economy, health care, and climate change as important challenges facing the country. Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin tells CNN Attorney General William Barr needs to turn over the Mueller report to Congress earlier than mid-April.
If the Attorney General continues to play games with this, with his vague mid-April deadline, we may have to go to court.
The House Judiciary Committee chairman has called for that report by April 2nd, and Democrats want the unredacted version and underlining materials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump threatening to close down the border between the United States and Mexico if Mexico doesn't stop migrant caravans from reaching the U.S. Speaking from the Hidalgo, Texas port of entry, Chris Leach discusses how he, like many people, live in Mexico and work in the United States.
Every day at Anzandula's Bridge, sometimes that line for people coming from Mexico to go to the States can be up to 2 hours long, just to give you an idea of how many people are crossing to go to work.
The president says he could close the border as early as this week. Illinois State Trooper Gerald Ellis was killed early Saturday as a result of a motorist driving in the wrong lane on I-94, hitting the trooper's car. It's the second death of a trooper this week after another trooper, Brooke Jones Story, was struck by a semi-trailer. Brendan Kelly is the acting director of the Illinois State Police.
The Illinois State Police do things right, and now we are getting too good at doing this.
Ellis is the 16th officer to be struck by a vehicle in 2019 and the third to be killed. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's almost 400-page findings and analysis of Russian interference in the 2016 election and alleged obstruction of justice by the president may have, as members of Congress fear, heavy redactions. But the amount of information the Justice Department can rightfully hold back, especially under grand jury rules, might not be as great as it first appears, according to former federal prosecutors. When it comes to indictments, a former congressman sheds more light on the Justice Department's responsibilities. Here's USA's Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr has said he will get Congress a redacted version of Robert Mueller's full report regarding Russian collusion in the 2016 election by mid-April. Now, that news does not sit well with some Democrats, but according to Fox News contributor and former congressman of South Carolina, Trey Gowdy,
the Department of Justice speaks in indictments. They don't write biographies. They don't write reports on people. They don't do oppo research. They issue indictment.
Barr has control for now on what's kept private and what's not, but federal judges may decide what could be released. In the NCAA Elite Eight action today, Texas Tech faces Gonzaga and Purdue faces off against Virginia. Kentucky is advancing to the Elite Eight. The Wildcats will take on Auburn tomorrow. The Tigers beat region top seed North Carolina. Kentucky head coach John Calipari talks about the challenge of playing Auburn.
We respect them. We respect their players and what they do and how they play and how hard they play.
Duke is in the Elite Eight with a 75-73 win over Virginia Tech. Duke faces Michigan State tomorrow. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.